Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program that aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Today, me and my friend Marty Terrell, we're going to have a conversation about my experiences overseas and abroad. You know, I didn't think one of my first countries or continents that I would land on would be Africa, but it was, and it, I think I had a better experience than what I've had here in America just over my years. I went to Madrid as well. That was quite the experience. You know, when I first landed, we landed there at like 5 a.m. and we went to a coffee shop, got a little bit of food. First thing I noticed was the diet there is completely different than an American diet here. Everything is based off bread. You're going to get a lot more carbohydrates than you are proteins during your meals. But another big culture shock was I thought America smoked a lot of cigarettes. But when I got there, when I walked back outside and everybody was starting to get moving during their day, cigarettes, whole time I walked back to the house. That was a big culture shock to me. I did not expect that. But, you know, I think it is replaced over here in America with vapes. So I think that's the difference when it comes down to that. And then, yeah, I had an amazing time in Morocco. I went to Marrakesh and Essaouira. I believe that's how you pronounce it. And really just experienced the culture. I went with a group of about 25 people, and we had a guide who lived there his whole life, took us through the Medinas there. We went surfing, camels, ATVs, horseback riding for 10 hours to a random house out in the middle of the desert where we stargazed. The family made us a meal, a three-course meal, and really just connected with the culture there, which I think a lot of people don't get to do when they're out there in a different country. You know, most people just go through their day-to-day in the country, whether they go for 5 days a week, and they go to their hotel, you know, then they go somewhere where people are getting paid to do a performance for them. Where we went out and these kids just went and, you know, performed for us for free and made music just because they enjoyed it. But excited to talk about it here coming up after these. I'll see you soon.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey everyone, my name is DJ with Limitless Sports Fix. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and you want me to help you make your bank account great again, listen, you got the right guy. I've been on an absolute tear for my clients, winning an NBA, Major League Baseball, college football, NFL, and even WNBA. I want you guys to go follow my link right now at Limitless Sports Fix on Instagram. Click that link above, get signed up on our Telegram, and get my picks today, and then follow me on my weekly podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go!
Welcome back. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On today's program, I'm going to be sharing a recent trip to Europe and Africa, which I found to be very life-changing, and I'm going to share it with you today. And now I want to welcome my friend, Marty Terrell.
Blake, how are you, man? This is awesome. Great intro. And I feel very fortunate, A, to be on your show today. And number two, I got to talk to you on several occasions while you're over there. And each time it got more interesting, including a call on a Sunday morning. Hey, I want to go to a soccer game, man. I mean, that was awesome. You got to see Real Madrid, Atletico, in the inner city battle there in Madrid, right in the heart of the city. And I'll let you steer. This is your show, but at some point I really want to pepper you with some questions on that, because no Mbappe, but you saw a 1-1 draw in a really exciting game. So I want to hear about that, but welcome home, buddy. How's Dallas suiting you? All right.
Yeah, it's beautiful here. I'm glad I came back to very good weather. When I was in Morocco, it was beautiful every day. It wasn't too hot. The wind was perfect. So coming back here, you know, it's nice and It's not rainy. So that's a big thing for me.
Well, the thing I want to start with, if you don't mind, and don't forget, this is your show and you got to get us in and out of break. So I'm not going to be long-winded and hog your show. You know, traveling anymore is so difficult. It just is. And I don't want to sit here and whine. You got to go on a great trip. I remember you were leaving. You had to go out of Miami and there was the first hurricane and all sorts of stuff. But you did, you know, get out of Dodge and get over there, which is great. You know, you just never know what you're going to, what's going to result with your travel. I mean, the license, passport. I mean, I can't imagine someone oh, wait a second. You lost your passport? What happened, Blake? What happened, man? How did you lose your passport? Huh? Hey,
you know, I feel like most people, the way I lost it, most people lose it too, in a certain way, you know, getting out of the Uber driver, ready to go to bed, you know, grab some food. And I go to check in. They're like, where's your ID? I go, okay, yeah, here it is. I'm feeling my pockets. I'm like, oh, you know, it's probably in my backpack. Check my backpack. Not there. Call the Uber guy. He's like, okay, I'm on the way back. I sit outside for 30 minutes waiting for him to come back. Doesn't come back. Uber is like, oh, yeah, he said he couldn't find it. I know he did not go look in the back seat. And then – because I know it's in there. So he cost me a lot of money, but you know, we're home.
Well,
so.
What I think is he probably sold it on the dark web, and there's a Blake Byrne flying around somewhere in the world who may look like you, but it's not you. But anyways, we'll get into more of that. I can't imagine. You probably had to go through the embassy and all sorts of craziness to get home. But let's get right to it. Blake, what was the goal? What was your goal? You know, when you went on this trip, what were you seeking to do, experience? How did you want to come away from feeling it? What was your initial goal in going to Madrid and all the other places that you stopped along the way? Let's hear. I'm dying to hear them.
That's such an amazing question. And that was the whole point of the trip, is for this experience and the knowledge I will gain and the, you know, confidence leaving that those countries with newfound knowledge. I went with a group, and I've actually had this guy on my show, Jake Dobbs, who owns Irrational Optimism. And Jake Dobbs invited me on this trip after we had one of our shows together, and was like, dude, I think you would love this, and I think it would be, you know, life-changing. So, of course, you know, I get to go to Madrid in Morocco. I couldn't pass up on the opportunity. I was very nervous, though, you know, going overseas for the first time. Right. Alone too, especially with nobody I've actually met in person. I haven't even met Jake in person until this time. So, but what Irrational Optimism is grounded on is creating relationships with people that you wouldn't normally be able to create in like the normal world, right? I went 18 years through high school and I've never met anyone like the people I met on this trip. They're all so incredible. You know, none of them are listening right now, but I'll send them this audio. But all of them were incredible. I can't say one bad thing about anybody. And everyone just fed off each other. So much knowledge was shared. So many great experiences and memories that will last a lifetime. But, you know, I hope that I'm going to have Jake on next week and we're going to talk about this. But the community he's cultivating with Irrational Optimism is game changing. I think there is a big, I don't know the word I'm thinking of, but there's something missing in the culture of relationships and people being, I guess, in the name, optimistic about life and things that are going on.
Okay.
And what this trip has done is really reformed my mind into, and not that I was, had a bad mindset before, but it really just helps you think of things in a different light, talking to all these people, and people have been through different experiences and have different lifestyles and different avenues of income. And it overall is just an amazing, amazing experience.
You know, Blake, and that's interesting because sometimes, you know, we go to a new culture and we're not receptive to their way of life. I recall being in Madrid and taking the train through, you know, all the cork tree farms where they make corks for wine bottles down to Malaga and over to the Costa del Sol where the in Valderrama, where the Ryder Cup was contested in golf back in 1997. It sounds to me, though, you went there with a pretty open mind. The thing that I struggled with, and I wonder about you, how about the food? I struggled with that. What about acclimating yourself to the cuisine, if you will, over there? Let me hear.
Yeah, well, if you don't mind if I kind of backfire that back on you. By struggle, do you mean like finding good food or just tolerating the food?
I was so Americanized, I was afraid to venture into someone else's culture. I'm basic. I did not. I'm fearful. I just didn't trust. I didn't trust them. So that means I didn't trust myself then, right? If I'm not willing to try.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's a whole different culture overseas. A lot of their food is a lot more, let's say, made correctly and not a lot of extra additives. Like, a little off topic, but, you know, over here in America, they allow chemicals in our food that they don't allow in Europe. So their food is a lot more cleaner over there. But yeah, I went into it definitely open-minded. I wanted to try everything that I could there. You know, I had I tried a lot of new things I've never had before. You know, their Spanish food over there is insane. I loved it. That's where we usually ate out most times was Spanish food.
Yeah.
And just local things on the street. I mean, the streets are crazy there. Like, you can get to anywhere with walking. You know, in Dallas, if you don't have a car, you're screwed, man. But like, you can get anywhere walking. The gelato there, oh, amazing. And I'm a big gelato guy, so that was right up my alley. And then just the street markets. I mean, I had a guy on the trip with me, Nick. Nick's super into health and wellness. He probably knows more than me. And
he would wake up every morning and go to the market and get fruits and make himself like a little platter in the morning. And then they have the fresh shredded beef. You know what I'm talking about? That they put on cheese. That
I do. I absolutely do.
And he would make that. And he's like, he's telling me how it's the best fruit he's ever had, especially in Morocco as well. So the culture and food there was amazing.
The beef, I will give you that. When we were in Madrid, when we got down on the southern coast, on the Costa del Sol, not so much. I didn't like the Mediterranean lobster. It was weird. Although we did meet a guy from West Des Moines Valley who went to West Des Moines Valley over in Spain, and he was actually the chef in one of the restaurants we went to. I know we're close to a break, but I'll let you throw it to break here in a minute. But I guess what I want to know, Blake, is did you feel better about your life in America as an American having gone there? Did you compare what home is like to the culture over there? Go ahead, and then you can throw it to break. But I'm interested to hear, did you have more of an appreciation for what you have or envy of what you saw?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's maybe a little mixture of both. Mm-hmm. You know, everything overseas, from what I've gathered and, you know, what I've seen on social media as well, is a lot of their buildings are built with art and art. It's more beautiful to look at. Everything here in America is a lot more modernized. There's no like artsiness to it, if that makes sense. There's no creativity. Like if you look at like the old Roman Empire, the water gutters at the end of it were built like dragons. Like everything was like had a meaning to it. Here in America, the buildings don't have meaning to it. Everything looks the same. Glass windows, concrete, you know. So that was one thing that I took away. But I don't want to keep us here too long. We'll be right back after these on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We were just finishing up on my – we're still talking about it. We were talking about my trip to Europe and Africa, and we were just finishing up on the culture and what it was like being in Madrid. But Marty, my friend here joining me, he had a great question that he asked me. Marty, can you re-ask it for us?
Yeah, because the food, the culture, but I've always said, you know, we emphasize – and it's worldwide, but especially in the United States, education, education. Everyone looks at a college degree, high school, graduate school. And I've always said one of the greatest schools you can ever go to is the school of travel. Get outside your comfort zone, travel to places that are just different. And to me, it's like you got a semester's worth of education, maybe even a whole half year, maybe a couple of semesters. I don't know. But that's what I wanted to ask you. Did you come away? You know, the name of your program is Living Well. And I say, if you want to live well, travel well. Even if you travel within your state where you live, Iowa, California, Nevada, New Mexico, get outside your golden circle and go see things. And then if you ever have the benefit to go to New York or LA, and then heaven forbid you get to go to Europe or to South America or the Far East, wherever. My point is, do you feel like you got educated and live better, living well and living better, having experienced this from an educational standpoint in learning new things?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that is outside of, you know, education in a way that isn't taught is problem solving. That was one big thing there is I don't know how to navigate those streets. And yeah, Google Maps works, but to a certain extent, like the train systems there. Those things were so confusing. You know, it took me till probably the fourth day of being there to like kind of have a grasp on how to, you know, maneuver the trains. Okay, what exit is this? Because shocking to me was not a lot of people speak English there. It's a very like not known language. And one of the dudes I actually asked when I was at the soccer game, which we'll talk about that soon, was I asked how he knew English. And he told me video games. And I'm like, wow, okay. And then everyone else just doesn't speak English. So it was kind of, that was kind of a shock to me. So I'm trying to navigate that as well, you know, trying to like learn how they're saying the foods and stuff and try to reciprocate it back. That was kind of a very problem solving thing I had to do.
Yeah. And do you now, do you think now, I don't mean to interrupt you, but before I forget, because I'm old. Do you think now that you may will have more empathy, not sympathy, but empathy if you're out, you know, if you're out in New York or Boston, I was in New York and in New York, you know, people asking for directions, they're foreigners. And, you know, we get the reputation of being ugly Americans. I think living well is being a person of awareness and situational awareness. Do you feel that you're going to be more empathetic now to foreigners if you encounter them for a dining recommendation or directions or something? I mean, you've interacted with a whole different culture on their turf. How about now when you come home stateside? Do you see things differently at all, Blake?
Yeah, no, 100%. I will definitely be, not that I was being mean to foreigners. I don't think I've actually really ran into any because I haven't lived in a state that a foreigner would want to visit. But the next time I do, I'll definitely be a lot more like, I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Cause if, you know, if, and props to the, you know, Spain, everyone was super friendly. I didn't run into anybody that was, you know, necessarily quote unquote rude. But yeah, no, I definitely have sympathy for people who come to the States and don't know English, especially because, you know, that's the main language here, but there is a lot of cultural diversity here. So I don't think a lot of foreigners, would have a lot of issue coming here to the States.
Okay, the other thing is, so a week ago Sunday, I get a phone call. It's brunch time. I do a meeting on Zoom, and all of a sudden I see Blake, and I go, wait a sec, why is Blake calling? Hey, Liz, Blake Burns calling. Oh, wait a sec. He's in Spain. What's up, Blake? Hey, how you doing? Hey, there's a soccer game, Real Madrid and Atletico. And so we got the infamous Dr. Footy on the line, and you ended up with two seats. We had to get them. We had to get them emailed over to you. I was really, really worried that we weren't going to be able to pull it off. And it wasn't a conventional barcode. It was a picture of a ticket. It was all legit. Can you talk about that experience? And were you guys planning that? Because that was I mean, I didn't mind at all. I couldn't believe Dr. Footy came through for you from Livermore, California. But he sure did, and you ended up at Real Madrid and Atletico, and I was green with envy. In fact, I was very, very jealous, if you want to know the truth. So let's talk about that experience, what that was like. And you were worried about how to dress because you were in the club section. Mbappe wasn't playing. Could you wear a shirt? What could you do? So give us a quick few minutes on that experience, because the soccer fans are aplenty on this network, both domestically and on the American Forces radio network. So let's hear. I'm all ears.
Yeah, I mean, first I want to start with thanking you, Marty. That was very thankful that you could pull that off last minute. And it shouldn't have been a last minute thing, because it was mentioned in the group chat like 21 days before that, where it's like, hey, there's this crazy game, biggest game of the year there. Let's go to it. And, you know, me never being to a soccer game, I'm like, okay, I'll do it for the experience. And I kept telling myself, all right, I'll get a ticket later. I'll get a ticket. And I pulled the tickets. I'm like, wait, I'll call Marty. So the culture there was crazy, though. I didn't know what I was pulling up to. I didn't know what to wear. I didn't know, you know, if I should wear an Atletico or Madrid jersey. I didn't want to get, you know, hurt or anything for whoever won. But crazy experience. I was going into the mindset of like, okay, is this going to be better than a college football game? And it definitely was. Like, the crowd is a lot more involved. Not that college football isn't involved. I love college football, and I'm definitely biased towards college football. But every person in their seat was involved in the game. Not one person was just kind of sitting down like, oh, I'm kind of here just to like watch the game. It was like life or death. That is like their life. And everyone had their own signs. People were draping banners over the things. And it kind of irritated me at first, because like, okay, I don't know how long this banner is going to be up. I can't see through it. So, and then the chants beforehand were just insane. I mean, you have that at football a little bit, but not to the extent of what they're doing. And then just, you could just feel in the atmosphere just what was about to go down. And I was kind of sad. I mean, I'm not a big soccer guy, but, you know, my brother plays FIFA all the time, so I'm kind of in the loop with it. But Mbappe, I want to see him play. I know he's one of the biggest players in the world alongside the other top dogs. Mm-hmm. And when I got the news that he wasn't playing, I was kind of upset. But it turned out to be a great game nonetheless. It was low scoring from what I understand. But once Atletico, because it was at the Atletico Stadium, once Atletico got that point with like 15 minutes left, 10 minutes left, it abrupted, and then it kind of like got a little tense because they called it offsides at first, but then they went back and reviewed it and it realized it wasn't offsides, and then it erupted again. And it was just a crazy experience. People were throwing stuff on the field. They had to take like a 15 minute timeout. It's just different over there.
What about outside? Did you see outside? And I believe the stadium was pretty much in I want to say the inner city of Madrid, but I'm not 100% sure. But was there not tailgating, but was there a lot of activity outside the stadiums like we see in American football?
Now that you bring that up, no, there wasn't. There wasn't, actually. I pulled up about an hour earlier, and I didn't really see too much going on outside. The parking lot was virtually empty. So I guess that's what college football has beat on it, especially shout out to Ames, Iowa, Iowa State, best tailgates over there. But there wasn't too much tailgating, but, you know, you get to the inside and that's their tailgate. They're already waiting to go.
It's just phenomenal that you did this. I just I give you a lot of credit. You know, we're going to get a break here in another couple minutes, and I don't want to start peppering your questions to have to cut you short. But part of living well, Blake, you and I have talked about this, is, you know, being organized, being prepared, have a plan or plan to fail. I know you didn't mean to lose your passport, but, man, stuff can happen. But I got to – when we come back, I'm dying to hear just what – I mean, you can help a lot of people right now listening domestically and nationally or globally. What do you do when you're in a foreign country? Was your travel group, had they already left? Were you staying an extra day, or did you stay an extra day just out of sheer necessity because you were devoid and separated from your passport?
Yeah, so actually I got stuck there for like three more days, and it costed me a lot of money because, you know, booking a hotel late isn't cheap. And you know, I didn't really want to stay in a hostel with a bunch of other people, if I'm being honest. But yeah, I mean, I definitely got blessed that the U.S. Embassy is in downtown Madrid, which was where I was very familiar with. But the U.S. Embassy, friendly people, love them. You know, the first lady I called on the weekend, she wasn't very friendly, but, you know, they got the job done. But yeah, I mean, it goes back to education. It helped my problem solving skills, you know, trying to figure out hotels. What do I eat? How do I navigate this? I'm in a country all alone. And yeah, I was all alone. I was one of the first people to fly back out of Morocco to Madrid. So I had one dude stay with me for one night, but he had his flight early in the morning. And I actually went to the airport thinking that, you know, maybe they'll just do a security check on me and let me through. But I quickly figured out that's not how it rolls over there. And it's not the States where you can just do a quick security check and boom, you're on your flight. But you're listening to Live Better. We're talking about my trip to Europe and Africa, and we'll be right back after these.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly. Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
I'm Blake Byrne, and welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm talking here right now about my trip to Europe and Africa with my friend Marty Terrell. Marty Terrell, we're finishing up the last segment here. Shoot away the other questions you got for me.
I got a bunch for you, Blake. And I also want to take a moment while you were away. Dominic Jimenez, the producer, Darren Peck, all the folks at Sports Byline worked very painstakingly. You have your own little button now, your own little portal for this radio program on iHeartRadio. And I'm just really happy. I'm serious. You and the soccer guys, First Touch, Tyler Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. But if people are looking for Blake Byrne, they saw too at Darren and Dom and the gang. To now where this show tonight will be available on iHeartRadio, on-demand listening. And you've come a long way in 13 weeks, my friend. You really have. And so I hope, I know I do. I have a grateful heart and a heart full of gratitude for you and how far you've taken this program and the support we get from Sports Byline. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I know you were aware of it, but a lot of it went down while you were away. But you came home to a pretty nice gift, so let's maximize it. Morocco, I've always wanted to go. You ended up there. I don't know where you were riding elephants and horses and all that stuff, but I got to hear about Morocco. What was that all about? What was your takeaway? When I think Morocco, I think of a Grand Prix race, and then I think of lots of money and rich people. So let me hear.
Yeah, Morocco... Morocco was quite the experience that I didn't think I was going to have there. Morocco is almost like America when it comes to the different landscapes that they provide. And, you know, you got your deserts, you got your mountains, you got your, you know, beautiful ocean. You got your, like, nightlife there as well. It's a very crazy scene. And I could definitely see myself, you know, living there for like a month, you know, going over there for a month and just kind of chilling and, you know, living life there. But yeah, like I said before at the start of the show, is the whole point of this trip was to go on a adventure with 25 great young men and young women and just kind of build a great connection with people who are like-minded and that you don't really just find out in the public. So a truly, honestly, a blessing to have these amazing experiences with those people. And yeah, like you said, you know, we went and took some camels out. That was the most beautiful views I've seen in my life. We were on the beach and the sun was setting and you got like an island off the coast of Astoria that you could see and there's buildings on it. And then it took us a little bit through like a little desert part. And then through that, ATVs met us over there and hopped on some ATVs, took the ATVs through the desert onto the beach again. And then it started to like get very like overcast and a little rainy, dark. And we took those along the beach and took it back. And then we went and got food after that. And then the next day we woke up, took horses 5 hours out to the middle of the desert, stopped along the way at a little mom and pop shop. And they made us like a little 2-3 course meal there, gave us fresh orange juice, hopped right back on the horses and back off to the middle of the desert where we were staying at this one family's house, where they, you know, welcomed us with open arms and made us another beautiful 3-course meal there. We had soup with noodles. That was amazing. Dipped the bread in there. And then they made us I forgot what the traditional dish is called. I'm not too sure. I know one of the big dishes there is tahine, which I had a lot of. But they made family-like platters there with a chicken in the middle, some stuff on the top, and then potatoes and vegetables along the sides with couscous in it. Mm-hmm. And that dish is amazing. I can't complain about it at all. And then they brought us out fresh fruits. And those fruits, clementines to be more specific, were the best clementines I've had in my life. I think I ate like 6 of them in like 10 minutes.
That's great.
Slept the night there. Hopped back on horses the next day. Stopped back at that mom and pop shop. Took the horses, dropped them off, went straight to the beach, went to surfing. From surfing, there was a nightclub right next to us. So we went and hung out at the nightclub for like 2.5 hours. After that, we went to the Medina, walked around the shops until we got to our reservation. I bought myself a nice little, threaded jacket there. Tried to finagle the guy, but he wasn't too, he was pretty stern on not moving his price. So I bought it for the price he gave me. And then had some amazing food again. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had.
How did you get Blake from Madrid over to Morocco? How did you get there?
Yeah, plane. No, I took a plane there into Marrakesh and to Marrakesh. Yeah. Our guy, actually, I want to give a shout out to the guy who basically put this all together. His name's Ego or Nassim. Nassim took months to plan this with his neighbor he actually grew up with, Badr. And they put on the most beautiful excursion that any of us could ever ask for. And we're actually going back in March for 10 days to go experience even more of Morocco. So I just want to give a little shout out to them. But they met us there in Marrakesh, where we stayed at the most beautiful villa. I've never been in a hotel/villa like that in my life. There was greenery everywhere. There was a pool in the center of not the center of the hotel, but and one of the compartments of the hotel that shot up in there was a sky view of it with vines draping down. Super beautiful. And then that night we went out into the Medina again, which Medinas are everywhere over there, and tried to finagle with some of the locals for cheaper prices, which was kind of like a challenge of ours, and got some food.
I'm interested. We're talking Blake Byrne. Blake, this is just so cool. My question for you is this. Did you have any homesickness after a while? Of course, you had passport problems and some other stuff, which is, sometimes it's just part and parcel. You're in a foreign country. You know what happens. Stuff happens. My question is, was there any... I like starts. I like finishes. I want to get to the finish line here. Three extra days that you weren't planned. Were you anxious just to get out of Dodge, so to speak, or were you cool with it no matter what? Did you just kind of roll with the punches?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wanted to get out of Madrid when I got back and was stuck there for 3 days. That's when it started to kick on, when I was like, I want to get home. I want to sleep in my own bed. I don't want to have to keep, finding new hotels and traveling to different places to figure out my passport stuff. But when I was there with all my people, I mean, it was like being surrounded by family. So, yes, I miss my actual family, but being surrounded by those people, it wasn't even like I was away from home. It was.
Hey, Blake, are you speaking into your microphone? Because we're having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, is this good? Is this better?
That's much better. Yeah, you got to remember to speak into a mic, bud.
just being with another family that I met 5 days ago, and just connected with well.
Could you ever live there, Blake? I always ask people when they go on some exotic trip, could you live there? And most of the time, I won't even tell you. Let me hear your answer, then I'll tell you what most of the people say.
Yeah, no, I definitely could. I definitely could see myself in Madrid for a few weeks, but I definitely could see myself in Morocco, especially the. I know there's a bunch of different beautiful parts of Morocco. Rabat is in Morocco, and that looks beautiful. I definitely could see myself there for a month or two, just kind of enjoying the culture and immersing myself with the locals there. But I definitely want to check out different parts of Spain. I heard Barcelona is beautiful. I feel like it's a lifetime goal of mine to go to Ibiza and go to a little EDM concert there. But what are the people saying?
Most people say, I love to visit, but I couldn't move. They really do. What one of the educations and one of the part of living well is going away, you come home to appreciate the United States. That's what I hear. You ever hear the expression home, sweet home? I hear that from a lot of people who don't, dig travel for long periods of time. They get home and, man, they walk in the house and they're like, they pick up their dog or cat and they go, curl up on the couch and eat some American food, have some mac and cheese and sit back and have a cold American beer and say, I'm glad to be home. So that's good. I mean, that's good. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I definitely 100% understand what you're talking about. I heard a few people kind of mention that on the trip as well.
There's
something that really beats the American lifestyle. You know, it may not be the best, but the convenience of it all is what really makes it America, America. I definitely miss the certain parts of, you know, being able to open my Uber Eats and order some food to my house and sit at my desk and just hang out. So I definitely understand where people are coming from with that.
All right. So let's pretend it's instead of Fodor's travel, this is Blake Burns travel log and you're making recommendations. On a scale of one star being no stars being I'd never go near that place again, to five stars or somewhere in between, anywhere from zero stars to five stars, how would you rate this trip? How many stars will you give it? And then tell us why real quick.
The whole trip, I mean, five out of five stars. I mean,
wow.
You know, I know there's other great parts of Spain that I need to go see. But Morocco, I don't know if someone can quite have the experience that I had, for the fact that we were with a local who's lived there his whole life and is just like us. So I don't know if someone can do and get the experience that I got unless you find a local. But if you do, I definitely recommend Morocco. I didn't expect a country like that to put me in awe the way it did. So I definitely would recommend Morocco. If you're a woman, I would definitely travel with a man. If you're a man, go have fun.
Real quick, U.S. Embassy, you had to go in there. How easy was it? Not easy, but I mean, how painstaking was it when you lost your passport to get the green light, the all clear, so you could go home? I'm sure they had to call back to the States, run you through a computer to make sure you weren't a wanted felon or something like that. I mean, I'm sure you went through a background situation. Real quick, what was your experience with that? I'm dying to hear this.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure my mom would appreciate this, but shout out to my mom being into politics a little while ago. Senator Chuck Grassley sent an email in for me and kind of put a hurry up for this kid. So that was nice of him. So thank you, Chuck Grassley. But I think if I was just just went in there as an average Joe, it takes them 24 hours to process it. So once you get the processing in, 8 o'clock the next morning, they'll have your passport for you. Now it's $165. So I would recommend definitely not losing your passport to begin with. But if you're clumsy like me, then that's the protocols you have to go through. And it's honestly like being VIP in the U.S. Embassy. You got, which I was surprised, the line was all the way from inside the embassy out around the street corner. So I got to skip the whole line and people were looking at me like, who's this guy? So, you know, it kind of made up for the experience.
Interesting. What was the hardest part in terms of air travel, going over or coming back on reentry? What was hardest?
That's a good question. Definitely going back. It felt like it was, you know, twice as long as going there. Right. I don't know if it was just because of the ambition to get there and then the fact that it's, oh gosh, I'm traveling home now. But yeah, the flight to Madrid was super easy. I was actually very anxious over it. But, you know, getting on that plane, passed out for 4 or 5 hours, woke up with 3 hours left. It was a piece of cake. And, you know, when you're surrounded by people that you can connect with, it just makes it fly by so much faster.
Man, this was fun today, Blake. I'll let you throw it to break. But I really – Blake and break are two very common words. But, man, this was a lot of fun, buddy.
Yeah, thank you so much, Marty, for, you know – and, you know, give me a little interview and being able to help me share my experience in Europe and Africa. You know, I'll be right back after these on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Welcome back. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I just finished up with my friend Marty Terrell. We were just talking about my experience through Europe and Africa. You know, like I was saying at the beginning, I didn't expect one of my first countries to be in Africa, you know, just because you got all that news out there that makes you make it out in a bad light. But I would like to say to anybody who's looking to travel or find new places to experience, I 100% recommend Morocco. It was absolutely beautiful. Now, I don't have very much to compare it to because that was my first time overseas and in a different country for the most part. So, but to me, it was the perfect experience, especially for someone who's just wanting to go for a little five-day excursion, or the listeners that are overseas that are maybe a little bit closer to those countries and just want to go and have a good time. But yeah, I just want to give a little light to my next show here that's coming up in a week. I'm having a good friend of mine, Jake Dobbs, on, and we're going to be diving a little bit more into this trip, but we're also going to be talking about his brand, Irrational Optimism, where he cultivates a community of people who just want to do better for themselves and don't really fit the status quo of what really goes on in the culture nowadays, where people are just, you know, sheep and walk the walk to, you know, get through life and just flow with the breeze, so to say. So definitely want to tune in next week for my show. A lot of good insights. You know, me personally, when I heard about Irrational Optimism, I just had to jump on board with it. It's not a sponsor for it either. I just truly, the whole standpoint of this show is to live better. And whether that's with your health, your mental, your money, I really want to provide that you know, free value to you guys and make your lives just a little bit easier at the end of the day. So thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And Marty Terrell is going to be up next with his sports talk. Thank you so much for listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And we'll be right back after these.